USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Lots of eyes on the White House today and President Biden's meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy over the debt ceiling. The president's calling for a so-called clean debt ceiling bill, while House Republicans want to tie it to federal spending cuts. But what cuts? It's an open question. Correspondent Kristen Welker at the White House reads a new White House statement.
President Biden has promised to publicly release his budget plan to continue ensuring our economy works from the bottom up and the middle out and to build on the historic deficit reduction he's delivered. In good faith, the president has called on House Republicans to commit to the same transparency about their vision for the American economy, but so far they've refused.
Responding to that memo, McCarthy says he's coming to negotiate for the American people. President Biden's lawyer says FBI agents found no classified documents at the president's vacation home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware today. The attorney says it was a planned search that had the president's full support and cooperation. The best NFL quarterback ever, Tom Brady, says this time it's for real. He really is retiring.
Really, thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends and teammates, my competitors.
In a social media video he posted this morning, Brady joked he used up his big emotional retirement announcement last year. Brady appeared in a record 9 Super Bowls, winning 6 of them. Weather, again, a big problem in the Mid-South. Nearly 1,800 flights in or out of the Dallas airports canceled or delayed. We'll hear from the Federal Reserve this afternoon about another interest rate hike. Many believe it'll be about 0.25%. The last Boeing 747 has taken off. Boeing's built more than 1,500 jumbo jets since 1968. The big planes made international air travel more affordable, but these days airlines are buying smaller, more fuel-efficient craft. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
If you live in the Midwest and fly overseas, it's a good bet you might go through one of the world's busiest airports, Chicago O'Hare. Making that turn will now be easier now that a new expansion of O'Hare's international terminal is complete. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot helped celebrate the grand opening.
The success of our airports directly impacts the city of Chicago and the rest of our region by providing jobs and contracting opportunities, as well as acting as a catalyst for roadway and other infrastructure improvements.
The $1.3 billion modernization of the international terminal at O'Hare increases its capacity by about 25%, improving efficiency and reducing delays. Beyonce has announced a massive world tour. It begins with a 47-date stadium trek in Europe, then comes to the USA. That portion of the World Renaissance Tour kicks off in Philadelphia in July and wraps up in New Orleans in September. Cyndi Lauper is among those on the list of those nominated to enter the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Among the other nominees, the White Stripes, Sheryl Crow, Kate Bush, Soundgarden, A Tribe Called Quest, Missy Elliott, Iron Maiden, George Michael, Rage Against the Machine, The Spinners, Warren Zevon, and Willie Nelson. The fan balloting begins today. 5 inductees will be announced in May. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.